sir.
All right. Thank you for holding. Is this Javier?
This is Javier.
Hey, Javier, how's it going? My name's Sahak. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking, man. I always appreciate that. It's almost the end of the day. About to go home and see the family. Can't complain too much, I guess. Right?
Right.
Right? Can't, you got to look at the positive as much as you can. So let me just confirm a couple things. Because you know how it is nowadays, right? You got to look at the positive. So you guys, for a service area, you're looking about 35 miles, right, Madison. And you guys are doing residential and commercial, but probably just smaller to medium-sized commercial jobs. You kind of weed through those a little bit, right?
Yeah, more apartments, and then we don't to the big local areas. Like sometimes we don't do malls. Like big areas, no. But okay. It depends. Usually that's between me and the customer when we usually. So residential and commercial, all sides usually.
Okay, as long as I know. Okay, perfect. And then now. I'd usually like to just start off asking if you have any questions, but my first question was, she made a note you were working with the company currently, but you were thinking about switching, you weren't happy with it or something. Is that the case?
I am testing this one out, and I'm still in the process of testing it. So far, I don't know. I'm thinking about it, but I got a month left with them. I'm about to let it run, and then I get my money back. So,
how long has it been since you started? Has it just been a month or so or longer?
I'm still in the first month, I'm about to be on my second.
Okay, got you. Yeah, so our turnaround time is usually 30 to 45 days for first phase placement and having everything up and running. So if it's about 30 to 45 days, we probably would have already had you up there. That's typically the turnaround time we see, especially if you have a Google business profile. It's only just a couple weeks. So we have one of the faster turnaround times on that. So basically, if we can offer you something better at a more reasonable price, you'd be interested in switching, or?
Yeah, I'd be most definitely willing to check it out.
Okay, so we don't just list you on Google, okay, that's the best part, but then we also list you on Bing, Yahoo, as well, like all the most popular search engines. People search for any of those services you provide, boom, you're popping up within eye shot, right there, right where the map pops up. You become one of those top recommended options, and then people call you directly. Now, you'll also be in pretty much any directory you can think of, even voice-activated searches like Alexa, you know, Siri. So they could be searching on any device. You're still going to pop up. As long as it's within your area for those services, boom, you'll pop up. Then you'll also have a tracking system with an app on your phone so you can see how everything's performing, like where the calls are coming from, the areas you're being searched in, the keywords. So we can optimize, you can make suggestions. It's more hands-on. We have like a tech team who's there Monday through Friday. You want to run a new promotion or change content, keywords, anything you can think of. So they'd include
I
all
like
that.
This. It's that, more hands-on, so I like that.
Yeah, exactly. That's why a lot of people like this, because most other companies, it's not very hands-on. They kind of just take your money, and then you sit there for a while not really knowing what's going on. Right.
Right. That's the kind of thing what I'm looking at right now with the first one. So.
Understood. So that's why I'm thinking, okay, are they building a website for you too, or?
It's kind of a website. Oh, I mean, so. you click on it, you see some of my photos, you see my description. Not too much.
Got you.
You know, you need call now.
Right.
You can look at it. Well, you go on Crystal Clear Cleaning 24/7 LLC.
24-7, you said?
So it's Crystal Space Clear Space Cleaning 24/7 Space LLC.
Crystal Clear Cleaning. Okay, gotcha. I mean, it leaves a little bit to be desired. So we could build you a fully functional site. You own that domain, right? Or do you?
I don't know. That's why I'm in the domain. Yeah, I don't know.
We can also just get you another one, a better one. That's fine. So we can just build you the...
Yeah, I would really like that.
Yeah, we can just get you another one because that's not a problem. So we'll build you like a fully functional site, all the bells and whistles. You can like, you know, put your own pictures, content, reviews, testimonies, even scheduling and billing for clients. So you can have a new demographic of people who contact you through your website too. You know, all everything you can think of. So with that, you're looking at $348, and then actually after that first month, that would go down to $249 because the initial payment includes your onboarding and programming, which does include that website. So after that first month, though, you're looking at just $249 across the board for the life that you're with us. That will never change. It's not based on clicks or jobs. It's just a flat fee that covers everything. All your Facebook ads, everything.
The price that they're giving me at.
Oh, so they're doing it less than $249, you're meaning?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know, you got to steer clear of companies where it's a little bit, like, too good to be true, so to speak. Because a lot of times you get the service that you're getting.
Do you know the listing experts? Your listingexperts.com?
I've heard of it, yeah. What about
it?
You heard
of them? Uh-huh. That's where I'm going. That's the competition. So, what do you got to see? You ever seen, you ever gone through them or heard anything about them?
I've actually never heard of them. That's interesting. I'm looking it up right now. Listingexperts.com?
Yep, yourlistingexperts.com.
Okay, that's why. Yourlistingexperts.com. Here we go. So, let's see. Okay. Yeah, I haven't heard of them. This seems kind of dodgy a little bit, but, I mean, that might be why you're getting the service you're getting, because you said you signed up, it's been about a month and a half, you haven't seen anything happen, right?
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. There's a lot of companies like that. They, you know, claim the same things, but a lot of times you're looking at the same thing. So our company, main difference, we've been in business like almost 19 years. And I think we're going on about 11,000 clients currently in the U.S. We've been a partner of Google since 2004, I believe. I'm going to even send you this text. It has a link to our website, and you can actually see all this on our website. Let me know if you see that come through.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah, I just seen it.
Perfect. So you'll see the benefits and everything at the top, our years in business, but in the middle there, you're going to see our, it'll say Google Ad Partner. You can click on Google's logo there. That takes you to their website. You see it says google.com/partners. So you can see our accreditation with them, our spending, and all that good stuff. So we are a legit partner of Google.
Okay.
And that's why our services obviously reflect that. Main reason is, like I'm sure she mentioned, we make sure to just work with one company per area, per category, to make sure you get the most amount of traction, the most amount of calls, because as you know, when people work with your competition at the same time, it gets a little dicey, right? You don't really know what you're getting, and you're just paying for every lead that comes in no matter what. That's why we don't do it like that, because it can get messy, like I said.
Okay. So I do want, I am taking full considering going with you guys, but I do have a month left on this contract. So even if I wanted to, I have to wait until.
Oh, it is a you're on contract with them?
Yeah, it's month to month. So my next
payment
is 13.
Okay, so if it's month to month, there wouldn't be any contract, so you wouldn't actually be legally obligated to stay with them, if that's what you mean.
Right, but I don't get my money back if I don't wait for the period to go up. You know,
oh, they're going to actually give you your money back?
They're willing to give me my money back if I don't get that. And it's not looking like I'm getting anything out of it. So
right.
Looking like I'm getting my money back.
So let me think here. So it is like, you know, kind of, it's based on availability, those listings, right? And they have it available for this particular keyword now, so just not 100% sure. I don't want to promise it would be ready in a month. If I can do something with the pricing, maybe get the setup fee waived or something, like, because typically how I swing it is, hey, he's, you know, once he gets signed up, he's with listing experts. Can we waive the setup fee if we can get him signed up today? Usually the big man upstairs will say yes. So if I can do that, would that make it a little more doable? And then we can get you started and you can kind of just wave goodbye to them.
And then what am I paying?
Then just $249, and it stays that way every month. It's always $249. And you still get the website for free.
The website, and then you guys are, you're helping me. You guys are trying to give me calls. And
right, and then you're listed on every place you could think of, right? Every place I listed, all the directories and search engines, voice-activated searches like Alexa, you know, Facebook, you name it, with the website for free.
Oh, okay, I like that.
And then we can get you started, right? And then by the time, you know, you'd be canceling with them, we'd be running you full speed. You'd already be getting calls and getting jobs.
Right, 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 right. Okay, okay. I see you. And you said you want that $249 today?
To get you started, right, so we can fill the listing, right? Because typically it's just first come, first serve. They'll just call until they fill this listing. So that's why I figured I'd offer that, maybe just get you started now, have you ready by the time you're going to cancel with them.
Yeah. No, I don't. I want to do this. It's just I have to pay the bills. I have to pay bills tomorrow, so that's why I've got to manage everything.
Mm. Okay. Well, figure it out. Take a
no,
shot at
mind.
It.
I don't mind. Let's try it. Why not? If you have, if he says yes, then he waits to see. I'll do it.
Right.
Why not?
Okay. Let's make it happen. So, as for
right.
the phone number you'd like clients to contact you on, is this number the 608-800? It'll be good. Okay.
For the meantime, until I want to, and obviously I will let you guys know so you would able to switch that, right?
Exactly. We can switch it at any time. That's
okay.
Not a problem. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So for now, we'll leave that.
When I do go into list Google, and you know how you make a, you know how you have like a second manager on your account, right?
Oh, you can have a preferred contact. Yeah, we can do that.
No. So when you go into Google and then you email, you're basically, so I basically email the listing company my permission to edit my Google. You know what I mean? So you guys do that same thing?
Ah, yeah, we can also do that, yeah.
So, because I don't know if I should take them off and then we do this, or you know what I mean?
No, so you can do that. You can do that in one fluid motion since we're just getting set up in the first couple of weeks anyway. That'll be part of it. And we can make that a smooth transition for you. Yeah. All you'd have to do is just take them off of admin and put us on, which the technician can help you do.
Okay. And then
so still have your listing, of course, and then we just optimize it for you, get you up on the first page, get things actually running this time.
So there's going to be two listing experts doing this. Is that going to be okay? Conflict in my Google company?
No, not at all. As long as the information doesn't get changed, that's the main problem. We're not going to change anything. Just the admin, like who's going to be administering it, right? Like us, we're going to be handling it instead of them. Right, so it'll just be a smooth transition from them going out towards the end of the month toward us starting it here, you know, in a week
okay.
or so when we get everything set up.
Wait, I like that. Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Yep, no problem. And then what's a good email for you, Javier?
Let's do my business email.
CrystalClearC247@gmail.com. So that's Crystal Clear Cleaning 247?
Correct. Crystal Clear C247.
Oh, clean, not cleaning.
Yeah, but no cleaning. Just the Crystal Clear C.
Ah. Crystal Clear C247, and you said it was at Gmail, or what was the end of it?
At Gmail.
Yeah, okay, perfect. And then, Javier, what is your last name?
Curtis.
Curtis, got it. All right, and then as
how
for
the... Years? How long have you guys been in business?
Almost about 19, going on 19.
Yeah, you guys have any, like, how soon am I going to actually be able to hear that, oh, this is working?
So our average is...
I don't like to start, you know?
No, of course. Hey, I like to be totally upfront and transparent with how I explain things. So our average is 30 to 45 days. But since you already have a GBP, most of that time is going to be cut. So it's going to probably be just a couple weeks or a few weeks. It'll be very fast. Since you already have a GBP, right? For crystal clear cleaning with this company. Like, you're already verified on Google through this name, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was looking for that. Okay, perfect. And then what's the address you have verified with Google on there, just so I can confirm?
Yep, the 121 Seminole Drive, Edgerton, Wisconsin.
Okay, let me...
I don't know.
I'm gonna put in the zip code with the state and just confirm with you through my search to make sure.
Alright.
Alright.
And then do I have to make the payment today?
To get you started, right. Yeah, it could be today, right, exactly. And then it's just a $249.
Alright, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna put on my personal credit card. And then if you
and then we can change that. The transaction will go through right away, and then if you wanted to change the card, you know, for the next payment coming up, we can also do that.
Oh, I like that. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, not a problem. No, I completely understand. Yeah, I get it. Okay, so let me see. Crystal clear cleaning, and I'm going to put in the zip code just to see if you guys pop up. I want to make sure.
It only pops up when I put the Christopher King 24/7 Space LLC.
Okay, I think I'm looking
at
it here.
Really
yep. And you guys are open 24 hours, it says? That's you guys, right?
We are 24 hours. Yep.
Okay, perfect. I just wanted to make sure. And do you want me to put different, like, rates may apply for the different hours, or is it all just the same?
For what? The hours?
Yeah, like, are you having different rates for the later hours or no?
Yes, it is. I just leave it at 24 hours. I talk to the customer about it. Because, like, usually with the extra hours, it depends what service they're asking for.
Right. Okay, no, I that makes sense. And then what about the keywords that you want to be showing for? Do you have any particular ones you want me to list, like, that you want to make sure you're found for?
Yes. House cleaning.
Okay.
Interior and exterior house cleaning, for sure.
Okay. Put both. Yeah. Interior.
Yeah.
Cleaning. Exterior.
You have to be both
cleaning.
Separate.
Okay, got it? Yes. Exactly.
Right. Because I most definitely want the house cleaning, and then commercial and residential. I don't even know if that counts as like services, but like it's like the area we'll be doing services.
Right. So it'll be a 50-mile radius. Sorry, 35. It'll be 35-mile radius from that address that you have there on the Google listing. I didn't see one actually listed. I think they hid the address. What is the one that you verified with them again?
Address?
Yeah, to verify you on Google when you got verified, they asked for an address, right?
Yeah, 121 Seminole Drive.
Seminole?
Yeah, S-E-M-I-N-O-L-E.
Okay. Comes up as, let's see, I'm trying to find the one for Wisconsin, Seminole Drive.
You need the zip?
Yeah, maybe they'll help me find it, yeah.
Yeah, 53534.
53534? There it is.
Yep.
Boom. Edgerton, Wisconsin. Perfect. Okay, there it is. Just need to confirm it on Google so they have it linked up. Okay. All right. Let's see here, and then it's crystal clear clean, or sorry, c247@gmail.com, right?
Yeah.
And then one more time, I didn't save the last name for some reason. It was Curtis, right?
Wait, you said, last name was Curtis, and you said the email, you said crystal clear. C247.
Yeah, the letter C, 247 at Gmail, right?
Yep, correct.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. And then as for the areas that you want to show up in, do you have any specific cities or, like, zip codes? You can have up to 12 that we can target if you like.
Yeah, let's do this. Madison, Edgerton.
Madison, Edgerton, okay.
What else? Sun Prairie. I don't know. I think the council of Madison, Prairie. Maybe.
Okay.
Let's do Beloit.
What was it? Sorry, you cut out there one more time.
Beloit.
Beloit?
Yeah, Beloit.
Okay. Go ahead. Next.
Jamesville,
okay.
Yep.
All right.
And these are all the Stone. Stockton,
okay.
Yeah, Stockton, by Madison.
Yep, that one. I see it. Okay. Stockton, got it.
All right. How many more do I got left?
Let's see. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You can have 6 more. We have Madison, Sun Prairie, Edgerton, Beloit, Jamesville, Stockton.
Oregon.
Okay.
Yeah, Oregon, Wisconsin.
Oregon, okay. Got it.
Let's just leave it at that. Let's see.
Oh, yeah, and then we can have the technician add some more later, yeah. And then also for the keywords, so I have house cleaning, interior cleaning, exterior cleaning, commercial cleaning, any others?
Residential cleaning.
Residential cleaning. Okay.
Gutter cleaning.
Any, like, pressure washing or, like, anything like that?
Pressure washing, that's usually under exterior house cleaning, though, but that works, too.
Yep. Exterior, I'll put house clean, soft wash, like that?
Yep, soft washing.
Perfect, soft wash. Okay, and then I can have the technician recommend ones that have high search volumes, like the ones that people use the most, so you can get more searches that way, too, if you like.
All right. I like that.
Okay.
And then I just have to
take a
steady 250 or like 259?
Yeah, it's 250, and then every month it'll be the same 250. That won't ever change.
All right, I like that.
So they're waiving the setup fee, and then you're getting the website for free. That's how I did it.
All right, I like what I'm getting with this. Okay.
Yeah, so it's more bang for your buck.
Trash pickup.
Right.
Trash pickup.
Yeah.
Okay, let me put trash pickup. So waste management trash pickup, just that general one. Any others associated with that type of work? Like?
Just junk or trash pickup.
Trash.
Yeah, I think just keep it like that. Yeah.
Okay, we'll keep it like that for now. And like I said, I can have the technician recommend some, and just if it falls under your umbrella of work, we can add those too. Now, as for the billing, that would be the same address, the 121 Seminole Drive?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's how we like to receive.
Mm-hmm.
If you can,
yeah,
I would like to receive a paper copy of the bill. If you can send me my address, if you can.
No, definitely. Yeah. No, of course. Oh, you also want me to send it in mail, too. Yeah, I can get that done. I'll make a note there. So you're going to get one through text and email, and then I'll also make a note to have one send out physical copy, too, if you like, okay?
I appreciate it. Then that would make it easier when I contact you guys.
For sure, yeah, exactly. And then, so that's Edgerton, Wisconsin, 53534. Now, as for the payment method, is that a Visa or a MasterCard?
Let's do MasterCard credit.
Okay, and then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
All right. And you said I do get an app with you guys?
Yeah, so you'll also have an app where you can see where the calls are coming from, we call tracking, you can see what areas are being searched in the most, the keywords that you're being found for, we monitor reviews, your Facebook ads, and this is all through your phone, so you don't have to log into our website to see everything.
That's great. I like that. Because I really do need something I can, like, see and not just, like, oh, it happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. And then you don't have to, like, log into our website, go through all the steps. No, it's just right there whenever you need it.
Right. Thank you.
Yep. No problem.
Okay. For the card number.
Mm-hmm.
And 5178.
5178.
0585.
Okay.
1576.
76, okay.
0893.
So just to confirm, 5178-0585-1576-0893.
Correct.
Okay, and the expiration?
0427.
427, and the number on the back?
926.
926. Okay, now we're also going to set up a security question for you. That way you know it's us when we're calling. Calls are more secure. There's three options. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in.
I feel safe already, man. I feel like I won't be getting... Thank you.
Okay.
A security question.
Yeah. Yeah, no worries. We don't have to list it if you don't want, or I can even just put one like as like a number.
No,
that
so
you can remember.
Let's do a number, and then because that helps, because that means I feel safer that you guys and anybody else. So
right, because then the number is not something anybody knows, right? Yeah.
Right. Right. Let's do 1.
Oh, no, I can only have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name, or I can substitute one of those for, like, a number that you want to remember.
Let's do the year I was... No. Everybody knows.
Yeah, if you want to do that, I can just list that as the number, if you want it. But, yeah, however you like.
Let's do the question, what was it, the year I was born in?
So the questions would just be mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Or I can put the year you were born as, like, the security number that you would just give them when they call. Uh-huh. Or they'll give you when
they
call.
Let's do the mother's maiden name.
Okay, and the name?
Heather. H-E-A-T-H-E-R.
Okay, got it. And now I'm just going to set up your account here. It just takes a quick second. And then, like I said, you're gonna get it through text and email, the invoice. We'll go through that real quick, and then after that, I mean, you're good to go. I'll just go through one other quick step with you, and that's it. It's a pretty quick process. Then I'll just set you up with the technician, which will probably be tomorrow morning or afternoon, whatever is good for you to start doing all that. You kind of pick his brain a bit and get him in on the situation. So let's see here.
Help
okay.
Set up and everything and.
Yeah, all that stuff, exactly. So
right.
It's going to just be the $249 today, right, just doing that now, and then that's going to be the same every month. That's not going to change. That's your recurring payment, and that's the same for the life you're with us. That's never going to change. So let me just
all right.
Set this
I like
up
that.
Here. Yep, not a problem, man. As long as for the life you're with us, always the same. So let me just set this up real quick. Okay, so it's just loading now. Now you're going to see it come through on your online banking first, of course, but then you're going to get that text and email I was talking about shortly after. We'll go through the invoice very quick, and then we'll also just go through one other step. You're good to go. So let me just do that now. Yep. Okay, so you see it come through on your online banking any second. It's processing now, and then I'll send you the text first. That's usually the easiest way to access the invoice. And then once we do that, boom, it's already in your email, and I'm making the note to send invoice through Gmail. Okay. So you should already see it on your online banking. You're good there. Now, I'm going to send you the text and email now. So you'll have everything that you're going to need in your email for the every part of the process. So let me just send that over real quick. Initial, boom. Okay, there it is. So you should get a text any second now. Let me know when you see that.
Just got it.
Okay, thank perfect. You. So, yep, no problem. It's going to say, like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We've sent an invoice to the email we have on file. If you just click on the link there, that takes you straight into the invoice. And then you'll see everything that's listed there, the pricing and everything. And then at the bottom there, you're going to see a spot where you click the box that says, I'm the authorized user. Right below that, you type your name, hit confirm signature. That confirms that, and it should take you to our website and ask for your username and password. Once you've done that, that's how you know that it's been confirmed.
All right.
Let me know when you see that.
If the signature does not match your name exactly, let me try again. Did you spell my name right
for that?
Okay.
Let me, I'll double check with you. Oh, it's the name? T-O-V-I-A-N? That's why. Okay, she put it in as I-E-N?
T-O-V-I-E-L.
I-E-L. Okay, sorry about that. Perfect. Okay.
You're all good.
Okay, so, yeah, I'm going to resend that right now. One second here. I just got to change it on here, and then it should populate on the... So it's Toviel.
Correct. Toviel, but okay. Yes.
Toviel, sorry. Okay. Okay. Appreciate that. Okay, so I'm just changing it now so it populates in the form, and then I'll resend it here in just a quick sec here. All right, so I'm going to send it one more time. Let me know if it has the changes. I'm going to send it through email this time and text, just so we can double check.
All right.
Okay, so sending that now. Let me know when you see that.
I'm about to get it soon.
Okay, I'm going to send the text now, too, just in case the email hasn't made it there yet. One second. Okay, coming now. You should see the text any second.
Perfect.
It does have the name change?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. Perfect. So let me know if that goes through. Should be good now.
All right. Username and password.
Okay. It looks like we're good. Now, I just have the one last quick step. We'll set up the time with the technician, and you're on your way. So the next step's called our voice verification. It's to go along with the invoice I just sent to, you know, kind of outline the service agreement, ensure the accuracy of the order and everything. If you have questions along the way, just let me know. So I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of the order, can you please state the name of the business?
Yes, Crystal Clear Cleaning 24/7 LLC.
Okay. And you please state your name and title within the business?
Javier Curtis, business owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign with the website, the verification, anything that comes along with it. Now, also, as a result of increased visibility online, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to LocalSplash. That's why I set up that security question for you to verify the call is coming from us at LocalSplash and not another company. Now, do you also agree to be responsive to the phone calls and emails from LocalSplash during the process?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. I'll set you up with all the information you need through email and text right after we get off the call here. Now, in hiring LocalSplash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to just let us know of any additional online marketing that you might do, say, with another company during the term of your agreement, just to make sure that we don't do anything that might interfere with what they're doing or vice versa?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, okay, October 4th, in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 4th, or just 30 days from today, in the amount of $249. That will always be your recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number. I'll text you here at the end of the call to speak with a live representative. To prevent charges for your next month of service, just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so you're all good to go. I'm just going to send you over the email for the confirmation of the time that you're going to speak with the technician. What's a good time for you tomorrow to do that?
Tomorrow to what time you guys open?
7 Pacific.
All right.
A two-hour difference. You guys are 2 hours ahead.
Okay.
So the earliest would be 9 o'clock your time that we could do it.
All right. Let's do 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock? So 10 hours. Okay, got it. Yep, got it. Okay, so let's see. Just adding your info here, and then after that, you are good to go. So let me just...
Actually, can we do a different time? Can we do a different
time? Sure. Oh, yeah. What's the new time?
Let's do the 9:10. Let's do the 9:10.
The 9:10. So first thing, our time, 7 o'clock, right? 9 o'clock your time.
Yeah. That works.
Okay. Okay, just putting it in here now, just changing the 1 second here. All right. So let me just add that, putting your email, and then you are good to go. Promise we are almost done. Yep.
You're all good. So. I appreciate this. I wanted to go to someone because it doesn't seem like I'm getting much out of this. And...
Yeah, after that long, I would be wary because... You're not seeing anything after that long, and especially that they're not very hands-on. That's not good either. Like, a good sign is a company that's, like, there. You have a technician who's kind of, like, overseeing everything, kind of checking in with you. Then you know that they're doing something, right?
Right.
Right. Okay, so you're good.
Yeah.
You should get that in your email now, and then I'm going to send you a text with my contact info, so you're all good to go. Thanks for giving us a shot, man. I appreciate that. You're not going to be sorry. I got your back.
I appreciate you.
Welcome to the team, most of all. And they are going to call you within 30 minutes of that 9 o'clock time tomorrow. So between 9 and 9:30, you'll be speaking with the technician, okay?
Appreciate it, man. Hey, thank you.
Yeah. No worries, man. You have a good night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Hey, you too, man. Hey, have a good night.
Yeah, you too. Bye.